Hello, I'm Mercedes.
And I'm Tash, and you're listening to episode 248 of Chat Disney. Welcome back to the Chat Disney podcast, and we did say last week that we would be getting very festive over the next couple of weeks as Christmas approaches. So today, doing something we haven't done before, and we are going to be doing a hypothetical Disney characters Christmas wish list. I'm very excited about this. We will explain all as we get into the main segment of the episode. We're also going to be finishing with a Christmas edition of Quizzy-Modo. But before we get into that, let's have a quick look at what's been happening in the world of Disney this week. So, kicking off with Walt Disney World news today, and Festival of the Holidays has begun in Epcot. Now, with this, Disney, I can't remember the name of it, but normally they do a thing where at a certain time of year, there's different types of cheese that you can go around the different countries in the world showcase and buy. And if you get all the different cheeses, then you get a prize or something like that. I can't remember the name of it. This one, however, is a similar thing, but it is with cookies instead. So if you buy a certain amount of cookies from around the various countries in the World Showcase, you will be gifted a special limited edition Disney Christmas cookie. And this cookie is in the form of Star from Disney's Wish. I love this idea.
I love this too, and I'm not surprised that Star is already making a grand entrance into the world of Disney parks and resorts globally. So super, super exciting. And final bit of news this week, we could go into detail about spats between Elon Musk and Bob Iger and all that kind of stuff, but it's Christmas and we wanted to keep the podcast light and fluffy. And for those of you that are based in the UK or based anywhere really, but you frequent Disneyland Paris regularly, this news is going to get you well and truly excited this December, because on December 8th, so Friday just passed, Brasserie Rosalie opened its doors in the Disney Village. Now, this is the old Cafe Mickey site. And I have to admit, Tash and I were both quite vocal about the fact that we had our reservations about Brasserie Rosalie. We were like, okay, so some kind of undefined French brasserie is coming and replacing this much loved character meet and greet restaurant. And we weren't quite sure why this was happening. But now that we've actually seen the images of this brasserie, I'm really, really excited. And I honestly, genuinely think this is the Disneyland Paris cuisine we have been hoping for. You can go to Brasserie Rosalie in the morning and pay like €8 for a continental selection of pastries with jams, croissants, that kind of thing. Come on, it's France. This is exactly the kind of stuff I expect to see in a brasserie at Disneyland Paris. The decor as well, it is tasteful. It's really, really contemporary. It definitely gives me Disney Springs vibes, but with that little French flair, that little French twist. I really am optimistic about Brasserie Rosalie, and I hope to check it out during my trip in February. But that is all for the news this week. And without further ado, we are now going to head into our first of many Christmas episodes this year. And we're going to be chatting all about Disney characters' Christmas wish lists.
So I really enjoy when we do these silly, hypothetical, imaginative episodes. I feel like we haven't done one for a very long time. So this is just going to be a bit of fun today. And basically, we're going to give each other a character, and then that other person has to say what they would buy that Disney character for Christmas. I'm very excited about this. Mercedes, would you like to go first and kick us off?
Yes, I would love to go first and kick us off. So the first character that I am going to give you is a very Christmassy individual. He makes me think of Christmas, and I'm going to go super, super simple to kick us off with Olaf from Frozen and from Frozen 2.
Oh, that is a good one. Okay, so Olaf, I feel like Olaf is quite an easy snowman to buy for, because he is, he, you know, he's appreciative of all the finer things in life. I think he's quite easily pleased. We know that Olaf loves warm hugs, so I would give him something cozy and warming. So maybe I would give him something like a blanket and then one of those little hot chocolate gift sets where you like have the hot chocolate on a spoon and you put it in. I'd get him something like that so Olaf and I could have a cozy night in. I would also potentially buy him a bag of carrots so he had some backup noses in case Sven the reindeer ever decides to nick his current nose. And one more thing that I would buy for Olaf, I'd buy him a snow machine. Why not? Because obviously we know that Olaf loves the summer months, and by having a snow machine, it just means that he can, I know he has his little cloud above him, but yeah, takes the pressure off of that. Just means that he can go out and enjoy the sun even more. And then when he needs it, can blast on that snow machine. I know it's not actually real snow, but hey, here we go. And then, yeah, that can cool him down.
I love this. There's a lot of thought that's gone into this for our favorite lovable little snowman. And yeah, I think he'd be absolutely over the moon to receive those gifts, Tash.
Okay, I'm going to go in with an easy one for you. And I'm going to go with Tiana.
Oh, Tiana is a very good one. Okay, so if I had to buy some Christmas presents for Princess Tiana, I would definitely start with a KitchenAid. I feel like she's a chef, she's a cook. We know that she loves to cook. That's the main hobby and interest that she portrays in the film. And a KitchenAid is like the ultimate dream appliance. I've always wanted a KitchenAid. I don't have one myself, but I would be very generous and gift Tiana this appliance of dreams, this KitchenAid. I'd also buy her some dancing shoes because, you know, she ain't got time for dancing and all that. It's going to have to wait a while. However, we do see at the end of the movie that she does enjoy dancing, and Naveen and Tiana have a passion for dancing. We see them dancing to the jazz band and the jazz singers at the end of the film as well. So she's got her KitchenAid for at home. She's got her lovely dancing shoes for when her and Naveen go and paint the town red. And final gift that I would purchase for Princess Tiana, I would maybe do something sentimental like a ring or a necklace that was the birthstone of the month that her father was born. I don't know what month that was. We are not told that in the movie, but let's say it's June because that's my birthday and I know that birthstone, it's a pearl. So if he was born in June, then I would get her like a little pearl necklace as like a symbol to remind her of her father.
Oh, I love that. I think that's a really, really nice selection of things, very appropriate to Tiana. There is on Shop Disney, you can buy, I think there's two Tiana inspired things that you can buy. So there's a little box for like recipe cards, which unfortunately I never write my recipes down. I always just get them from BBC Good Food, so they're not my own recipes. But I love the idea of having something like that. And I think you can also get like a little like play cooking set, which I really like the look of, which I'm in the market for my son Theo. But I don't know if it is a real adult's cooking set or if it is a toy one. Might have to look into that further. But no, there's some really, really good suggestions there. Okay, I am ready for my next character.
Okay, I'm going to go for a slightly more difficult one now. I feel like I'm going to go like easy, medium, hard, and you've had your easy character. Okay. So now I'm going to go for the medium character. And my character is, are we just doing Disney classics? Are we doing Pixar? Are we doing live action? What are we doing?
I mean, the three I've got are all classics, but if you've got one you're desperate to do that and it's from a live action or whatever, then go for it.
I'm not desperate at all. So my next character, I feel like this is medium, but it might be quite hard. I have got, excuse me, I'm laughing already, Nala from The Lion King.
Oh, that is hard. And I think any animal characters are going to be difficult. That is really difficult. Like, what do you buy a lion?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's what I'm asking you.
Literally, what do you buy a lion? I mean, I guess I would buy her I would buy her like Maybe I'd buy her one of those, like, I don't know what they're called, but you can get those watches that like sync up to your kids. So like your kid wears
Nice.
one, like a GPS thing, and then she can wear the watch so she can see where her little lion cubs are at any time of the day. You know, we know that Simba as a youngster was always up to mischief and was going off to the elephant graveyard and whatsoever. So I feel like Nala would like to know where her children are at all times to keep them safe. And this is the modern world. So we'll get her one of those. I would also probably gift her I would put together, this is pretty gross, and you know, from someone who is a vegetarian as well, this is how much I'm thinking of Nala and her needs here. Instead of doing like a hamper of like jams and biscuits and cheeses, I would do her a hamper of raw meat. So we would
Nice.
get, you know, I don't know what can lions eat. She can't eat a warthog, obviously.
I mean, you could try like with your vegetarianism to try and like Timon and Pumbaa-ify her, and you could get her a basket of grubs.
Oh, I could. That's quite a good idea. Yeah, maybe I could get Timon and Pumbaa's help on this. Maybe they could take me to all the good spots with the grubs.
I mean, they're animals too, but it definitely feels like in the movie that's like Simba becoming a veggie, right?
Yes, I agree. I've never thought of it like that, but absolutely, now I'm going to think that Simba is a veggie from here on forever. Okay, so that's, yeah, we'll get her a basket of grubs. And then item number three. Oh, what would I buy her for item number three? She's a mum, you know, she's the wife of the king of the jungle. I'd probably buy her like a spa weekend or a nice massage. There we go.
A nice like jungle mud bath. I love it.
Nice
I love
jungle
it.
Mud bath, nice mud face pack, some hot stones, you know, found from the elephant graveyard for a nice back massage. Perfect.
Brilliant. I love it. I love it. I love it. And there we go. That was my medium one, but maybe my hard one is actually hard. I don't know. Maybe I've got them mixed up.
But quite hard. Okay, I'm going for what I think is a medium, but it could also be quite hard. And I'm going for Quasimodo.
Quasi, quasi, quasi. Okay, what would I buy Quasi for Christmas? So I would buy him some paints. We know he's quite a crafty individual, and we see him decorating his little figurines at the beginning of the movie. So I feel like some paints, you know, like some kids paint like military kind of figures. I feel like it was a thing in the 90s. They'd have like soldiers and things like that, and they'd
like
probably
Warhammer stuff.
Yeah, like Warhammer and like that kind of stuff. Like, and I remember I had like some play sets and things that, like, I feel like there were characters you could like decorate, whatever. I feel like that to kind of help him with his little like Parisian figurines. So yeah, some nice crafty paints. I would maybe buy him a ladder as well, because like I get that he doesn't want to take the stairs like a normal person, but swinging around ropes, you know, in the bell tower, that's gotta take its toll on your arms and that sort of stuff. I mean, he does seem super strong, but I'd get him like some, like, I don't know, like the little fold up staircase or a ladder or something, so he had another method of transportation from getting, you know, down high from the bell tower to the floors of inside the cathedral. And then finally, I would get him an iPhone with Tinder on it as well, because clearly his relationship with Esmeralda didn't quite work out. And I know he has a love interest in Hunchback of Notre Dame too, but it's already canon to me. So yeah, he's someone who's not been very lucky in love. So yeah, I'd get him an iPhone with Tinder ready to go.
Love that. Love that you thought about him to the core here. I mean, you could even get him like one of those, like, what are those, but like Dating for Dummies, like one of the, calling cause a dummy, but you know what I mean, like something like that. Best
or
something.
Sort
of Yeah, Dating 101.
Love it, love it. There we go.
Perfect.
Okay, so your third and final character, Tash, that you're going to be purchasing Christmas gifts for this year, and I think this is probably the most difficult of the three, and it's difficult because they are a villain, and who really wants to buy Christmas gifts for a villain. So I've gone for Cruella de Vil.
Oh, interestingly, I've gone for a villain for my last one as well. So there we go. Okay, Cruella de Vil. I would definitely get her some kind of like faux fur coat to try and make her realize how good replicas can be. And she doesn't need to needlessly go and kill animals and puppies to make a fur jacket. So definitely some kind of faux fur coat. I would also get her, I'd get her a vape because, you know, she likes her long cigarettes, and cigarettes are no longer healthy in this day and age. Not that they ever were. So I'd get her a vape with some kind of flavoured tobacco. I think that's what you put in them. What flavour screams Cruella at me? I don't know, like a spicy flavour. I don't even know if you can get that for vapes, but some kind of like chili vape would be good for her. And then I would also get her, I mean, let's think, I've got a lot of money here. I'd get her a car, you know, because she crashes a car at the end of 101 Dalmatians, doesn't she? So she's probably in the need for a new motor. So I'd get her, maybe that's a bit lavish. Maybe I would get her a gift voucher for rent a car. Or I would get her some, like, do you know what? I'd buy her a course on safe driving, something like that, because she's a very erratic driver, as we see in 101 Dalmatians. So I think she needs some reminding about the highway code and highway safety, so she can have a voucher for a road safety course.
Or she could just do what I did and speed, and then you get put on one. So, you know.
All that. There we go. She's got two options right there.
And I'm absolutely not condoning speeding. I've learned my lesson, and that is, you know, 6 hours of my life that I will never get back. Nice. Okay, I'm very excited for your third and final character, Tash.
Okay, so your third and final, like I said, it is also a villain, and I have gone for Jafar.
Oh God, Jafar. Oh dear, what would I buy a man like Jafar? So I'd buy him some sort of like silk scarf or pashmina, because he's quite a sleek individual. He does take pride in his appearance, which also leads me to the second item that I would purchase for Jafar, and that would be a beard wax of some description, some kind of oil to keep that beard of his nicely hydrated and moisturized, because again, he clearly takes quite a lot of pride in his grooming. And then finally, I would buy him a subscription to some kind of naughty website where he can look at women, because clearly he objectifies Jasmine in quite a big way in the movie, and the red outfit that he makes her wear a la Slave Leia shows that he's clearly got some sort of fetishes there that he needs to explore. So that's the final thing that I would purchase for Jafar.
I mean, yeah, I don't know if I'd want to be encouraging that as a whole. Yeah, I think he'd be overjoyed with gifts. And there we go.
Yeah, there we go. So there we go. There is our Disney character Christmas wish list in a nutshell. And as Tash said in the intro, it's a bit of fun. It's a bit of a hypothetical. What would you do? I feel like we've just created a new game to add to our Disney queue line repertoire here. So if you are going to a Disney park for a holiday, whether it's Christmas, Thanksgiving, birthday, Easter, what would you buy? A Christmas present or what Thanksgiving gift? Do you even give gifts for Thanksgiving? I don't know. What meal would you prepare, perhaps? Or what Easter egg would you buy for Alice from Alice in Wonderland? The possibilities are endless. So do play this game with your family, with your friends, and let us know how you get on.
Absolutely. And we are now going to move into the final part of the episode, a very Christmas quizzy modo. Okay, so we've got a few questions here for one another. We are challenging each other once again here today. Should we alternate our questions?
I think that's sensible. And I just want to do a bit of a disclaimer that we have done a Christmas edition of Quizzy Modo pretty much every year since the Chat Disney podcast was released in 2019. So if I've repeated any questions that we've asked in the past, I do apologize. I've tried my best not to, but I can't remember what we've covered in the past.
No, me neither. There are only so many Disney Christmas films and Disney Christmas references and Disney Christmas questions. But hey, hey, we should be in with an advantage here then if we have done any before. So Mercedes, I'm going to kick off and I'm going to give you my first question. And again, I think they get harder. Number one, who plays Charles Dickens in The Muppets Christmas Carol?
So I am actually going to see or have seen The Muppets Christmas Carol live in concert as this episode goes out. And I will be doing a full review of that in next week's episode. So I will definitely know this then in the future. But it's not one of my favourite Christmas carols. My favourite Christmas carol is Mickey's. So I'm not overly familiar. But if I had to guess, I would say Gonzo.
You are correct. It is Gonzo, and he is perfect in the role of Charles Dickens.
Brilliant. I am very pleased that I got that right. Well, my first question, I'll try and rank mine from easy to medium to hard. So this is my easy one. In the Halloween / Christmas movie masterpiece that is Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas, what is the name of the place that the movie takes place in at the beginning? Where is Jack from, is what I'm asking.
Halloween Town.
Yeah, nice and easy.
That's my kind of a question when it comes to Nightmare Before Christmas.
Didn't want to freak you out.
No, you did stumble me for a minute. I thought it couldn't be that easy. Okay, question number two. In which Disney Christmas movie does Bill Hader portray Santa Claus?
Now, is Bill Hader that guy from like The Big Bang? Or he's not from The Big Bang Theory, but he feels like he could be. He's got like a big forehead. Is it that guy?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think it's Noel then.
You are correct.
Where is he from? Like, I feel like I'm not... Like, when I watched Noel for the first time, I was like, I know this guy and I know I should know him, but I don't know him.
I feel like he's in that same group of people, and he's probably not, but like Seth Rogen, like he's one of these people that I recognized him, but I never knew where from. And Bill Hader to me is that, like, I recognized him, and I feel like he had lots of cameos in things, and I feel like maybe I could be completely making this up. I feel like he's the sort of person that was like an actor who had famous friends who got bigger than him, and then he started appearing in their movies. But wow, that could be, I literally have made that up from my head. I don't know why I've created that story for him, but
oh, I know what you mean, like kind of like Jason Segel.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I know what you mean. For me,
in Forgetting Sarah Marshall, like as a cameo, I think that's why. Is it Forgetting Sarah Marshall? I'm sure he is.
Yeah, the one with Kristen Bell. And I can't believe that's Kristen Bell, by the way. But we're going off on a massive, massive, massive tangent. I really am not familiar with him, but I guessed that he was the one from Noel, and I'm pleased that I guessed correctly. Okay, so my medium question, and it's from another one of my absolute favourite Disney Christmas movies. But again, I feel like maybe this is one you're not that au fait on, Tash, but I might have got that wrong. Hopefully I have. So in Beauty and the Beast, The Enchanted Christmas, I'm looking at Tash's face. Yeah, she doesn't look very happy with me. In Beauty and the Beast, The Enchanted Christmas, what gift does Belle plan to give the Beast as a Christmas present?
I feel like you've asked me this before.
I might have done.
And I can't remember the answer. I actually started watching this the other day, but then my son woke up from his nap, so I really didn't get very far through, and I was doing other stuff at the same time. I kind of had it on in the background, but it is my mission to actually sit and watch it this Christmas. What does she give him? I feel like, I don't know, a book?
It is a book.
What is a book? Oh, there we go. What book is it?
I don't know if we actually find out. We see her make it and like stitch the pages together. It's when she's singing that song, I'll tell him stories of da da da.
Oh yeah, yeah. That classic. okay. So your final question is, I would think this is hard. You might think this is really, really easy because you know this one a lot better than mine. Lock, Shock and Barrel are the trio with three sidekicks, I guess we can call them, to Oogie Boogie in The Nightmare Before Christmas. What is the name of the one who wears the witch's hat?
That is a really hard question. I can tell you who voices her.
Oh, who voices her?
I've forgotten her bloody name now. You know, the woman, she voices Sally as well. And she's the mum in Home Alone and she's the mum in Schitt's Creek.
Yes, I know. Oh, is it her? I never knew that. I never knew she voiced Sally either. Yeah, I can't think of her name.
Something in the wind. It sounds like her, right?
I never knew that was her.
It's her name. Elizabeth something?
Oh my, what is her name?
Catherine O'Hara?
Is it Catherine O'Hara? I think you might be right.
Is it Catherine? I'm waiting while
it's
Tash
Catherine O'Hara. Well done.
Yes, thank you. Yes, so Catherine O'Hara voices Sally and the one in the witch's hat, which is the only girl out of Lock, Shock and Barrel. I actually don't know which one is Lock, which one is Shock, and which one's Barrel. I can also tell you, guess who voices one of the others, but I don't know which one of them it is.
I don't know.
Danny Elfman.
Oh, I think I might have known that.
He voices Jack singing in
yes,
the movie.
Yes, I knew that. Maybe that's what I meant. Yeah.
Yeah, and then he does either Lock or Shock or Barrel, and then Catherine O'Hara does Lock or Shock or Barrel, the one in the witch's hat, and then I actually don't know who does the third one. But that's not what you asked me. So I'm going to go out on a limb and guess that the one in the witch's hat is Shock.
You are correct.
I only guess that because she's always in the middle.
Ah, yes.
I assumed that they would be in order. But I did not like that question. That to me was like the Christmas version of which one is Huey, which one is Dewey, and which one is Louie. Like, I have no idea.
Sorry, apologies. Okay, I am ready for my final question.
Okay, your final question, drum roll please. Again, I don't know how hard this is. It's one of those things, right? A question's only hard if you don't know the answer. You might know this immediately, in which case it was really, really easy. I don't know if this is my favourite. I don't know what my favourite Christmas movie is. Tune in next week and you will find out. But one of my favourite pieces of Disney Christmas content is Olaf's Frozen Adventure. I watch it every single Christmas and I think it might be my favourite. I absolutely love it. So in Olaf's Frozen Adventure, what food item does he receive that goes right through him?
Oh, I have not watched Olaf's Frozen Adventure in a very, very long time. And it's one I'm definitely going to watch this Christmas as well, because I think my son will love it. I actually don't know. Cake?
Yes, it's a fruit cake. And the gag of this fruit cake throughout the Frozen Adventure is that it's like indestructible. So even when the sleigh falls off of the cliff and like erupts in flames, the fruit cake is still there.
So that's ringing a bell now. Cool. Perfect. Well, there we go. We both got 3 out of 3.
Yay.
But as Mercedes alluded to just then, next week we will again be bringing all things Christmassy to you, and we will be doing the top 10 best Disney Christmas movies. And I feel like there's not tons and tons of choice, so it's going to be an interesting list.
You say this, but remember, and I kind of spoiled it a little bit earlier when we were talking about Catherine O'Hara, but Disney now owns Fox, so I feel like there's a little bit more choice.
Okay, are we including Fox in this list?
I think we have to, otherwise, like, there aren't 10 Disney. I don't think there are.
Oh, I feel like that's cheeky, including Fox. I don't know how I feel about that, but okay.
We've never done it before, but I feel like for Christmas, no? Okay.
For Christmas. We can do it as, like, the top 10 Disney Christmas movies to watch on Disney Plus.
Okay, fine. If that makes you feel more comfortable.
It makes me. I mean, it's the same thing, essentially, but it makes me feel more comfortable.
Okay, we'll either do the top 10 Disney Christmas movies. No, hang on. The top 10 Disney pieces of Christmas content, in which case there's definitely 10, or the 10 movies to watch this year on Disney Plus, and then we're not specifying that they're Disney.
Okay, perfect.
One of them. There we go. And then that helps with the Fox issue.
Yes, it does. Perfect. So As always, if you do have any questions, comments, concerns, you can reach us on social media. We're on Instagram at Chat Disney.
Or X at Chat Disney UK. And I just want to apologize as well. I've not been checking our Instagram for a while because I got a new phone and it logged me out of everything. And I went on there the other day and there were a few messages, but I couldn't see them because I think they were in stories. And obviously you've only got 24 hours to see a story. So I just want to apologize if you tagged us in an Instagram story and we didn't reply. It is just because I've been a bit rubbish at the Chat Disney Instagram. So sorry.
Yeah, I know, I'm always rubbish at it. I didn't even get a new phone. So there we go. No.
There we are. But yes, please do like, subscribe, let us know what you want to hear for 2024. And we'll see you at the same time and same place next week.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.